This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day visit to Kuwait this morning. He is visiting Kuwait on the invitation of Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah, the Emir of the State of Kuwait. This is the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said, India deeply values the historical connection with Kuwait that has been nurtured over generations. He added that both nations are not just strong trade and energy partners, but also have shared interest in peace, security, stability and prosperity in the West Asia region. Mr. Modi said he looks forward to his meetings with the Crown Prince of Kuwait. It would be an opportunity to chalk out a roadmap for a futuristic partnership for the benefit of our people and the region. The 72nd plenary meeting of the Northeast Council, NEC, has begun at Agartala in Tripura. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing the meeting. The NEC meeting began yesterday with the opening of a pre-plenary technical session. Upon arriving in Agartala last evening, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya told reporters that the NEC meeting will lay a new foundation for the rapid growth of the Northeast region. He emphasized that in the near future, the region will experience fast-paced development, a vision set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan. The discussions at the meeting will focus on key issues related to goods and services tax. The GST Council is expected to deliberate taxability issues concerning food delivery services and health insurance, as well as potential changes to GST slabs and rate rationalisation. The death toll in the Jaipur gas tanker accident has risen to 14. 27 injured persons are being treated at the SMS hospital, some in a critical condition. Superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Sushil Bhati, said 6 injured are currently on ventilators. District Collector of Jaipur, Jitendra Kumar Soni, has formed a joint investigation committee to investigate the incident. The committee will investigate all aspects of the incident and submit its report. The incident took place yesterday morning on the Jaipur-Ajmer Highway in Bhankrota area. Police Commissioner of Jaipur Biju George Joseph said 40 vehicles were destroyed in the explosion and fire in the LPG tanker. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Ran Utsav being organised at Dhordo in Kutch, Gujarat. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasised this festival is a symbol of the tradition, culture and heritage of Kutch, which captivates everyone. He added that the festival provides an unforgettable lifetime experience to visitors through its wonderful craft market, cultural programmes and food tradition. The Prime Minister urged people to definitely visit Ran Utsav once in a lifetime with family. The first ever World Meditation Day is being observed today, marking a global initiative to promote well-being, peace and mindfulness across nations. The day highlights the practice's universal potential to address contemporary global challenges, including stress, violence and societal discord. Recently, the United Nations General Assembly unanimously adopted a resolution co-sponsored by India to designate the 21st of December as World Meditation Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called upon citizens of the country to make meditation a part of their daily lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Meditation is a powerful way to bring peace and harmony to one's life as well as our society and planet." He also added that in the age of technology, apps and guided videos can be valuable tools to help incorporate meditation into our routines. To commemorate the occasion, the Permanent Mission of India to the United Nations organized an event at the United Nations headquarters in New York today. The theme of the event was Meditation for Global Peace and Harmony. In squash, India's Veer Chotrani will take on Amishan Raj Chandran of Malaysia in the men's single semi-finals of the Western India Slam in Mumbai this evening. Veer, seeded 6th, defeated Yasin Shodi of Egypt in the quarterfinal yesterday. In women's singles, two-time champion India's Anahat Singh and the top seed Akanksha Salunkhe have also entered the semi-finals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.